Iraq's interim government is promising a tough approach to security. Many Iraqis blame the U.S.-led authority for the chaos in their lives. The Coalition Provisional Authority promised a steady supply of electricity, but after a year of work and $1 billion spent, that goal has not been met. And the power blackouts in Baghdad have become a symbol of all that was wrong with the U.S.-led reconstruction. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
Radio Dijla FM in Baghdad.
At Radio Dijla, Baghdad's most popular call-in show, the topic is electricity. Callers gripe about power shortages almost every day. After a second summer of sweltering heat, patience is running out, says Ahmed Al-Rakabi, the founder of Radio Dijla.
Electricity is on top of all, the mother of all problems seems to be in this country.
The studio guests are officials from the Ministry of Electricity, answering questions, offering help. The power cables in our neighborhood blew up. We haven't had power since then, says this caller. We have the address. We'll send out our mobile workshop, says a weary power official rubbing his face. For months now, insurgents have attacked the country's infrastructure, targeting power poles and oil pipelines, tracking and killing foreign experts contracted to rebuild and repair the electric grid. It is a deadly competition. Every step forward is followed by an unexpected setback, says Ahmed Al-Rakabi.
It doesn't need a huge brain to realize power failures are happening partly because of the attacks against the power stations.
Power failures are also partly due to timing, says Nick Horn, who worked on the CPA's electricity team for 9 months. While fixing the grid was a priority for the American-led coalition authority, says Horn, it wasn't part of the pre-war planning. The money didn't roll in right away.
If we'd started maybe 3 months earlier, 4 months earlier, right after the war, then we'd be in a different situation now. But we didn't. We didn't really start doing the major projects until September, October of last year. There's a lot of money going into electricity. There's a hell of a lot of work going on. But unfortunately, just started a little bit too late.
The Qudus power plant, 30 miles north of Baghdad, is where big money is being spent. A $145 million project led by the U.S. Army's Corps of Engineers, who work around the clock to get three giant turbine units running by August. Restoring power is more than turning on the lights. It was a symbol of the U.S.-led effort to give Iraqis a better life. And everyone at this construction site is still in a hurry, says contractor Rick Moore.
That it is a political problem? Yes, ma'am. Everybody here knows that.
The Qudus plant is also a window into problems that bedevil the effort. In the operating room, Iraqi engineers check meters on the working generators outside. USAID spent $3 million to convert part of this plant to run on cheap crude oil rather than diesel fuel. Crude is available from a field close by. Diesel has to be trucked in. Those tankers are vulnerable to attacks. But Omar Rieth, chief of operations, says despite the million spent, he still can't make the conversion.
The crude, to transfer it to crude oil, actually, it needs a lot of spare parts, which I have not available, maybe in the future.
Contractors here dispute the claim, but Iraq's Minister of Electricity confirmed the shortage of spare parts, and that underlines another problem. Much of the rebuilding is done by foreign contractors. Omar Rieth complains they don't consult with Iraqis at this plant.
Actually, the problem is that they do not actually ask for the advice of the Iraqis on these issues.
The advice from Army Staff Sergeant Christopher Reich, reservist from California, hire Iraqis. He complains the project management office at the CPA favored big companies.
They would much rather put billions of dollars in the hands of a Bechtel, who will then in turn hire a Siemens, who will then in turn import a lot of their labor to then do the work.
Reich, with the 1st Cavalry Division, works with Iraq's Ministry of Electricity to design projects with local contractors. Iraqi ministers now insist Iraqis must get most of these jobs, a policy the U.S.-led effort should have followed from the beginning, says Reich.
With the millions and billions of dollars that have passed through their hands, to think of all the people they could have put to work and didn't, to me that's a real shame.
at Radio Dijla. The calls come in for hours. A radio call-in show promotes an Iraqi solution to a problem U.S. authorities had promised to fix. The visitors from the electric ministry can gauge electric supplies and problems across the city by charting these calls. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.